Welcome to Invitations to Play, Learn, Grow, the podcast. I am your creative solutions creator and professional mess maker. This week, I wanted to dig into something that actually relates to all of us. And we are all affected by this, albeit in different ways for different reasons. The thing I want to talk about today is stress. Stress can look different for everybody and show up in different ways for everybody. For some, stress can affect your mental health. It can cause you to feel depressed. It can cause you to feel hopeless. It can cause you to feel anger and more easily triggered through anger. This is true for both parents, caregivers, teachers, and the kids in our lives. Stress can affect our physical health. Stress can make us fatigued. Stress can cause us to lose our hair. Stress can affect our appetite. Stress will show up in all kinds of different ways. And kids most likely will not have the tools to clearly or properly express that stress is what they're experiencing. So the kids in your life might be getting frustrated more regularly, giving up on school, lacking interest in things that they used to get excited about. They might be losing patience and willingness to carry out their given responsibilities, whether that be at home or in school or in the community. All these are examples of kids and or adults being stressed, feeling overwhelmed, feeling like we can't get it all done. And I want to talk today about some of the things that we can use to help reduce stress. One of the things that I want to suggest, which is going to sound weird, but it works, is schedules and routines. And I've talked about schedules and routines in other contexts. One was around reinforcing responsibility. But schedules can help reduce stress. Because schedules and routines help us understand what comes next, what the expectations are. And so then, if we know I've got to get A, B, C, and D done in the course of one day, then we can take it upon ourselves to prioritize which one of A, B, C, or D we want to do first, second, third, and fourth. A schedule helps us keep top of mind what needs to get done and what things of those that need to get done in a specific time frame. So we are still in a time of online schooling and working virtually. Schedules and routines can help make both of those experiences more productive. Because if you schedule that between 9 a.m. and noon, you're going to tick through assignments or projects that need to get done. You're going to have lunch at a specific time, which gives you a break from the work you're doing. And then at X amount of time, you're going to take a break and you're going to go do something physical or something creative. Then you can mentally and emotionally prepare yourself for where you want to exert your energy. Instead of trying to dump all of your energy into each and every task that needs to get done and quickly replenishing that energy when you move from task to task to task. Doing that is the quickest way to find yourself or the kids in your life experiencing burnout. We need to divide and maintain our energy if we want to reduce the stress in our lives. And schedules and routines can help us all do that. I use schedules and routines every day. I get up at a certain time. The very first thing I do, for anyone who knows me well, is I have a cup of coffee to start my day. I sit down and I enjoy my cup of coffee, which allows me to gather my thoughts for the day. I mentally tick through the things I either A, need to get done, and or B, want to get done. Some examples could be creating curriculum for the day, washing the dog, doing laundry, doing the dishes. Once I know those are the things that I need to get done for the day, I can prioritize that I can give myself from 9 a.m. to noon to work, create content, interact with people, respond to questions, those kinds of work-related things. And then, once that is done, I can choose to give myself a break, do something for myself, have lunch, or go do one of the household things that I want to get done. Because creating creative work, so writing a report, creating content, having a video conference, those things exert a different kind of energy than doing the laundry. Doing the laundry can require
physical movement, whereas those prior activities exert more mental and emotional energy. For the kids, it could be making themselves breakfast, which is a physical task that they have to think through. They have to decide what they want. They have to tick through the steps that it takes to prepare the food that they want and then enjoy it. That is a physical, mental, and can be a emotional exertion of energy. Sitting at the computer, listening to a lesson being taught, and then trying to work through it physically in front of you, exerts all different kinds of energy. And when those two experiences don't necessarily come together to produce the outcome that kids expect, that can cause an emotional upheaval. And when there's not a person there for them to be an outlet for that emotional interaction, that creates stress and frustration and can lead to meltdown. Emotional exhaustion from doing one task too long is a real thing. And so chunking time to get things done and mixing things up is key to reducing your stress. Because you're literally mixing yourself up. You're sitting down, you're doing one set of tasks for a period of time, then you're getting up and you're doing something entirely different. This is why I encourage taking learning off the screen for kids of all ages and letting kids engage in a lesson, because then they're using their mental and physical energy together to learn something new. This takes a lot of effort and a degree of planning, but it will entirely change a child's educational experience. Acting out can be a demonstration. I seem to be tripping over my words today. I apologize. Of stress. They have all of this pent up energy, all of these continuous thoughts, and they're experiencing these feelings, and it all comes at once, and they don't know what to do with it. And that ultimately leads to a meltdown. And we can avoid that by giving kids experiences, mixing things up, letting kids experience things that in turn offer their own learning lessons and experiences. One of the things that we're all experiencing and have all experienced over the last many months is isolation. Isolation can cause its own kind of stress because we're doing things either all by ourselves or we're doing the same things day in and day out with the same people in the same place day in and day out. And so if we can do things that mix up our routines, we can avoid that stress that isolation causes. Now, I know that that contradicts the point that I made just a second ago about needing schedules and routines, but this is a little bit different. In order to maintain our energy in a healthy way, we need to mix things up and do things out of the ordinary, especially when we don't have access to physical social interaction. So that may mean getting out, going for a walk around the neighborhood, and visiting from a distance, having conversations from the porch to the sidewalk, or telling stories from the porch to the sidewalk, or one of the things that I encourage is engaging in activities as a group that can be done in a distanced way. You can play games, you can tell stories, you can engage in challenges. All of these things offer learning opportunities and skill building opportunities. So you can create things like trivia challenges or physical challenges. And we've talked about this in other episodes. And you can, through a virtual experience, give each other, whether it's one-on-one or among a group, you can give each other a challenge, set a specific amount of time for that challenge to be carried out, and then come back and report or demonstrate the results of your challenge. You can do this with experiments. You can do experiments live, on video, in real time. So it's like you're having a real life experience. You're just not physically able to interact. But you still feel that sense of connection. And if you are seeing kids starting to have more meltdowns and act out with their behavior or their words or letting go of their responsibilities, this can be a good way to mix things up and help them feel connected again. And just simply providing a sense of connection to other human beings can really reduce our sense of stress. So when you are offering up new experiences. You want to keep in mind who your child or who the children are as people that you're dealing with. What are the things that they're interested in? What might they want to learn? What kind of skills might they need to build? And set these experiences up around those answers. Other causes of stress can be straight out exhaustion. There is, believe it or not, even though we have in large ways lost access to many experiences that we are used to, there is a lot coming at us. And for parents, educators, caregivers, and kids alike, whether adult or child, that can be a lot to handle because you're constantly relearning things that you feel like you've already done before, but now you're having to do them in a different way, which uses different skill sets. And that can be straight up exhausting. And for some people, if you are only doing the same things every single day in the same way at the same time, that can be exhausting too. Because there's no, you go into autopilot. And kids go into autopilot too. So you want to avoid the autopilot state of mind, which can actually reduce stress levels. And another way to reduce stress levels is to get and stay active and or get and stay creative. So having a new experience every single day or engaging in a new challenge every single day is a good way to reduce stress for both kids and adults, because generally, learning something new is a fun experience. We want to learn something new, especially if we are mentally or emotionally exhausted because we're bored. So learning or experiencing something new is a fun way to get things shaken up again. So do something creative. And I talk about these things quite often. That could be doing some form of art, engaging in a science experiment, learning a dance routine, learning a new language, studying a faraway place that you've never been. You can choose the new activity, but it's the idea of giving yourself and the kids in your life a new experience, something new, exciting, and different to dive into. Now, there are some who are not very motivated or excited by physical experiences for long periods of time. So perhaps watching something or listening to something that is new can be a new learning experience. So you can find videos online or listen to audio versions of different activities, different challenges, different languages. A lot of language learning material is auditory anyways, and so listening to something to challenge yourself to learn a new language could be more your speed. You're still doing something different. It's just in a more relaxed way. So the outlet to reduce stress is entirely up to you. The key is to determine what is the cause of the stress. Is it a mental need that is unmet? Is it an emotional need that is unmet? Is it a physical need that is unmet that is causing the stress? Is it a social need that is unmet? Are you feeling isolated? And all of those things can cause stress. And the key is to find a creative outlet. Another fun one that I talk about all the time, but that I have taken up this year, is cooking. And this is a fun activity for kids of all ages, and it works great with a group. So if you're a family of five, or you're a small working group that has come together, cooking is a great experience. Cooking is also an experience that you can do virtually together. You can go through the steps. You can find all kinds of videos online. You can learn new techniques and do them virtually, practicing the different skills. And there is so much learning that goes on. And you're being creative at the same time, because you're creating something, whether it's decorating a cake or putting together a pasta sauce or creating a full-fledged meal. It's entirely up to you and the people you are going to do the activity with. Another fun one that I feel like I haven't talked about in a really long time, but it is something that I go back to again and again, is gardening. That is something that, starting in the spring, I will be getting back into. It's a great way to spend time outside. It requires physical activity. It requires sensory experiences, because you're taking seeds, possibly, and putting them in the dirt to grow something new, and then you have to care for those seeds, or you're taking plants that are in their infant stages, and you're putting them in the ground, and you're nurturing them until they grow into full mature plants, and then you're harvesting what they have to offer. Those are great science experiences to learn about plants. You can go on nature hikes and learn about animals and animal habits and plants and weather, and I could go on and on and on. The experiences are entirely up to you. But my purpose in doing this episode was to bring attention to the fact that stress can show up in all kinds of different ways for different people. And relieving that stress can be achieved in many different ways for many different people. We all do things and experience things differently. And so we have to find a method that works for us. My goal today was to give you some creative ideas to get started in trying to productively reduce the stress in your life and in the lives of the kids in your life. So I hope you found this episode useful. I want to remind you that each and every week I do a video. Well, it's not really video. It's a live conversation experience where a group of us come together and we discuss and come up with solutions to topics like stress or learning new skills or all kinds of fun and interesting things. I would love for you to join us. It is a free experience. If you want more information about that and all of the other learning and skill building opportunities that I offer, head on over to thecreativecampusonline.com and check out those experiences. I want to thank you for joining me this week. I hope you will join me in our live online experience because I would love to meet you virtually face to face. And I hope you will come back here next week when I will have another fun learning and skill building topic to dive into together. Have a great week and I'll talk to you soon.